on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Monday Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Echuca today, and Warren Huntley is the man who will find all the winners. Good morning to you, Warren. How are you, mate?
Going very well, thanks, Michael.
If I asked you your number one highlight of the weekend, two great days racing here in Melbourne, what would it be?
Yes, probably because I finally tipped a winner, Strategic Phil, winning the last at Sandown yesterday.
Oh, and it just, did you think it had won?
No, I didn't, and I was in the racing.com studio, and unfortunately, Renee H, who was in the pick seven, had successfully navigated the first six winners and had Sonnerie going for a solo collective $20,000, an outstanding achievement. And I actually thought Sonnerie might have had his head back down on the line, and in the end, she shared the consolation prize, picked up half share of a $2,000 consolation prize, but Sonnerie gets the bob and Renee has the $20,000 on her own. So it was a little bit of heartbreak and a bittersweet moment for me.
I did see that, and I was watching. I thought Sonnerie was home. I thought it was a little over the top, you were doing the chainsaw and the fist pump for poor old Renee there as well. It's a good day's racing today at Echuca. We are on a soft seven. The Peno is 5.8. The rail is out 3 metres from the 1,000 to the 400. And Philip Stokes has got a nice couple of runners there today, and you're going to take him through his runners. Good morning to you, Phil.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, Phil, Paraphernalia is your runner in the first now, with taking out the horse in the last. Can I just check if there's another option for Sacred Goddess who's come out later on?
Yeah, there is. I just felt that she probably the 2000 or 2100 was just a little bit far for her at this stage, so you'll probably see her nominated through the week for a couple of other races.
Paraphernalia, your runner in the first, a relatively recent addition to the stable, three runs under the belt. How's she travelling? She looks to be building to that maiden victory. How do you see her?
She does, yeah. She's been looking for this maiden victory. She looks well suited there today with the claim. She's got a good barrier draw. The soft conditions are no problem to her. So she gets a chance. She's fit and working well, so I can't fault her.
How would you like Will Price to implement the plan from that favourable draw?
Oh, from the favourable draw, I think we keep it pretty simple. You know, you can probably put her just one pair back, just put her to sleep and hopefully produce her at the right time.
Well, sounds like you could be your team could be in and out of Echuca early with a winner. Certainly, she looks well placed to run well. Paraphernalia. Good luck, Phil.
Thank you.
Yeah, good on you, Phil. Good luck today as well. Just the one runner with that scratching, good to see Philip Stokes' Symphonette get a nice win on Saturday at Murray Bridge as well. All right, we're trying to track down Kevin Corson's. When we get him, we'll have a chat to him as well, Warren, but let's get stuck straight into it. And the first race today is over 2,100 metres and it is due to jump at 12:30. No scratchings in the first today. Yulong Soldiers at $3, equal favourite with Paraphernalia from the Philip Stokes team. Then we're out to Honor Me at $3.50 with Froggy Newitt in the saddle. It does look a nice race for Paraphernalia. Are you with Philip Stokes' runner in the first?
I couldn't really split the top two in the market. I think the market's identified the right horses here. Thought Yulong Soldier was pretty brave after making a move last start, beaten by Rebel Excel, who's won again since. So that form's holding up well. Another one that's drawn for a nice run with an in-form rider aboard in Dan Steckhouse. So, look, I'm with four, marginally ahead of eight, but I can understand why they dominate the market. Thought Honor Me would probably have been out of a maiden grade by now, but just had a little bit of a stop-start career, but starting to build some consistency in racing. I think back up in distance and Craig Newitt maintaining the rides are positive, and nine, she, Zedzo, gets the blinkers off and might be next best. But I think the market's found the key chances there, Michael. 4-8-1-9.
4-8-1-9 in the first at Echuca. Race number two, we can take out 7-8-12-15. Kutea from the Chris Wallace stable. Mickey D in the saddle is the favourite, and it's into $1.85 after finishing third on debut. Illusion Date for Paddy Payne is at $5.50 with Billy Egan. No jockey in better form than Billy Egan. And Square Donut at $7. Not sure how many runners from the Chris Wallace stable we get to see at Echuca, but the money's come for the favourite in this race.
Yeah, and deservedly so. I thought the debut run was solid enough, beaten less than a length at Cranbourne over 1,400 metres, been back to the jump outs subsequently keep up to the mark, and just looks a nice race to get that next win on the board, progressing off a good debut. 4-6, Cholula, who'll be fitter for one run, back from a spell. I think 9, French Air S, is a little bit over the odds. Recent jump out at Wangaratta, and that set of jump outs could produce a winner or two through the course of the day here, was encouraging. And 5, Square Donut, fitter for one run, back from a spell, and gets the blinkers on. 4 looks a bit of a standout at relatively short odds, ahead of 6, 9, and 5.
Right, 4 could be a bit of a bank builder, a multi-player there at $1.85, one of the good things of the day. Race number 3, Tochuku, this is a bit more wide open. We can take out the 12. The favourite here is Velvet Rocket, Froggy Newitt and Greg Urell, $3.60. Wicklow Town, first up, is the second favourite at $4.40. And then we're out to Gold Current from the Corstons, Kev Corstons yard, that is, at $4.60. Who do you like in the third, Warren?
I thought a couple coming from jump outs at Ballarat look ready to run well first up in numbers 8 and 9, Wicklow Town and Little Zipper. And I'm with Wicklow Town, who's had a good grounding with multiple jump outs to get back to the races, drawn for a nice run. I quite like the chances of 8, Wicklow Town. I think Little Zipper's jumped out nicely against horses that are better than maiden grade. Gets the blinkers off here first up. Number 4, Gold Current, certainly got a good winning chance. Maps for a nice run. Comes back slightly in distance, but I don't think that's an issue, just varying around the 1170, 1100 metre range. And I've got Velvet Rocket in as next best. Front glue-on shoes go on the front. Fitter for a first-up run, safely held there. Not surprised that she's drifted a little bit in early betting, just looked a bit tight in the market for me. For a horse that's competitive, but doesn't look to have an edge. 8, 9, 4, 11.
8, 9, 4 and 11, and the 9, Little Zipper, is a great value play. It's $17 and $4 a place. Warren's second selection in the third at Echuca. Race number 4, take out 3, 11 and 12. Flirting's the favourite here once again. Billy Egan is in the saddle. First up this campaign for the Freedman Stable. 5 placings from 7 starts. Will today be the day for Flirting? And it is currently at $2.20. Bill Bayo's at $3.40. Snifter, $4.60. And then we're down to Powell's Reward at $5. Does Flirting break through today, Warren?
Gee, I think she's tight in the market. I thought her most recent jump out was okay. And your reference, she's been consistent with those placings. But, gee, I think she's very tight in the market. Didn't have a lot of confidence in this race, but I thought number 1, Bill Bayo, most recent jump out at Sandown down the back straight, was solid. Got the action of a horse that's got a good cruising speed, going to get out over more ground, but he's been gelded, he's got a tongue tie on. John McNeil up there to ride from a good barrier draw. I think he's jumped out nicely enough to be hard to beat. Stifter's an interesting runner, first run for the Paddy Payne stable. Was off the speed, but worked home well in a jump out at Kyneton recently. Interesting that Billy Egan's riding Flirting and Mickey D's riding the Paddy Payne trained horse. I might have misinterpreted something there, but I thought Snifter had a terrific chance. Billy Egan's getting opportunities for a range of stables now, and he's aboard Flirting, who I said, I think he's jumped out okay to go back to the races, but I think very very tight in the market and not the most likely winner to me, so I couldn't have her favourite. And 5, Pell's Reward, was good on debut after trialling nicely going into that. 1, 6, 8, 5.
1, 6, 8 and 5, and Bill Bayo has firmed. There have been scratchings as well, so the second favourite into 3.40 to beat Flirting for Warren in race number 4. Race number 5 on the 9 event card today. It comes up at $2.30, and it's over 1,100 metres. We can take out 6, 12 and 14. The favourite is Dubai and Myth at $3.10, City Rogues at $4.80, and Pompeia's at $5.50. Who do you like in the 5th, Warren?
I like City Rogue here, Michael. A couple of recent jump outs. This set of jump outs at Wangaratta, it was a terrific performance, the most recent jump out of City Rogue. 2 to get ready to get back to the races. I know he's been a touch disappointing at times. Maybe he's just taken a little bit of time to mature. He's a 5-year-old now. He's only been to the races 6 times. But the way he's been trialling, he'll offset that wide barrier draw pretty quickly, either lead or be outside the lead. And I think he's over the odds, and I'm surprised he's not favourite number 1. City Rogue. Dubai Myth gets the blinkers on here following a good enough second up run behind Sweet Venom, who took forever to break her maiden. Don't think that's the strongest of form references. 9, Pompeia's had a solid hit out in a jump out at Seymour recently to get back to the races. And 5, Sly Sloth, maps for a nice run and does have rates fitness. But I'm quite keen on 1 and think he's over the odds ahead of 2, 9 and 5.
All right, we like that. A bit of confidence and some value. The One City Rogue is at $4.80, and hopefully that is the quaddy bank builder we need in race number five. We'll take a quick break on the other side. We'll get stuck into the quaddy at Echuca.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview on this Monday. We are racing at Echuca and we are up to the first leg of the quaddy, which is race number six over the 1,100 metres, a benchmark 58. In this race, the scratchings are 10, 13, 14, 15, 16 and 17. An intriguing betting race with the scratchings coming out this morning. Daughter-in-Law is an easing favourite. Will price for Anthony Friedman, $4 out to $4.60. Further In has also drifted from $4 out to $4.60. Chips are down $6.50. Rock My Frock at $7. And then there's been some support for a couple of bigger prices. Car Welkin, $12 into $8.50, and Rose of Capri $12 into $8.50 as well. So, Warren, this is a really open betting event.
It looks a skinny quaddy later on, Michael, and this is certainly the widest leg. I'm going to give number six, Daughter-in-Law, another chance with two runs under the belt this campaign and the blinkers going back on. Six ahead of two, chips are down. And I think it's quite a talented galloper. Just haven't seen a trial or a jump out for him, but he has trialled well going into previous campaigns and he's a first up winner. So if he's ready to go, he could run well, and he's got the tactical speed to get into a spot, I think, from that wider draw. There looks to be reasonable speed in this race. Seven Further In was good winning on debut. The Austin Coffee Stable's having a good run of it at the moment. And I'll put Uptown Lola in as next best, but you'd be going, or I will be going wide in this leg of the quaddy because it does trim up later on. 6-2, 7-8.
6-2, 7-8, and as you mentioned, it does trim up, and Paddy Payne and Billy Egan are going to be playing a big part in the back end of the quarter, you would imagine. The second leg is race 7. We've lost a few here. Take out 3, 5, 12, 13, 14, 16 and 18, and it is Egan and Payne who are on the favourite. Headley's Lady at $2.40. King Kabuto is at $6. Then we're down to Sweeping the Board at $6 as well, and Skilled Artist also on $6. So Headley's Lady, a firm favourite here at $2.40, finally breaking through. Last start, does she make it two in a row?
Oh, I think so, Michael. She ran well behind Bless Her in a good form race first up. I think she'd been a bit frustrating just not winning that maiden last campaign, but she looks to have come back well. That was a good enough performance behind Bless Her in a very high rating maiden. Then she went to Casterton and won easily. She'd be fitter with those two runs under the belt. She looks to have developed a little bit, and I think she'll win. 9, Headley's Lady ahead of 4, Sweeping the Board, who's been running in benchmark 64 grade, so drops in grade here and probably rolls across from that wider barrier draw. 8, Apple Bay, I thought was a good winner. First up, there was merit in that performance. Should be even fitter with that run under the belt. And 2, King Kabuto. He's a while between drinks in terms of having a win, but he's fit and he can make his own luck. 9, 4, 8, 2.
9, 4, 8, and 2 in the second leg of the quaddy at Echuca. Race number 8, we've got a couple of scratchings here. We take out the 2, 6, 9, and 10. And this is skinny as well with Billy Egan and Paddy Payne. Echo Boomer at $2.15. Off Taps, the second favourite. Declan Bates and Paul Pushka. And it is currently at $3.30. Jonah Doe's at $5.50. So it's only a small field here, and we've got a tight favourite, Echo Boomer, but there are 5 runners of the 7 under double-figure odds here, Warren.
I'm putting a few of them in this leg of the quaddy, although I've been siding with Echo Boomer right through this campaign. It's been a little bit of a one-sided relationship, but the race does set up for her well today, I think, with Catch a Spark rolling along on the speed, and both Off Tap and Echo Boomer in a relatively small field, get off the speed a little bit, but should get their opportunity to run on. I'm with 3, Echo Boomer, ahead of 1, Off Tap. 4, Catch a Spark was ridden positively to ride the speed and win first up. Fitter with that run under the belt, you would think, and stretching out slightly to the 1,600 metres looks a positive. And 5, Joanne Doe's jumped out nicely enough to head back to the races. 3, 1, 4, 5.
3, 1, 4, and 5. That brings us to the last event. And this, for most punters, could be the best of the day. It's certainly going to be one of the shorties, and we've got a lot of scratchings. Take out 4, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15 and 17, which leaves us with a high emotion now into Even Money, trained by Kiramar Dave Eustace, Dry McNeil in the saddle. King Landon's at $5, So Schmick $6, Peace Brother at $6.50 and Fiorina at $8 as well. Is this a tight way to finish, come home with a one-outer high emotion?
Yeah, chips in the last, Michael. I thought if there was a danger, it was number 11, Sacred Lass, who Philip Stokes has identified to us earlier that's going to save for another day. Didn't quite want to stretch out to 2,100 metres at this stage. I'm keen on five, gets the blinkers on, hasn't had a lot of luck, just finds a very suitable race and deserved victory it'd be, and she's got the form to say that she should win. Five out of nine. Fiorina, that was an interesting ride and a proactive ride by Ben Thompson last start. And interestingly, they take the visor off with that win under the belt, so just tweaking a winning formula can sometimes be worth taking note. One, So Schmick's honest and found a very suitable race last start, and six, King Landon's been a touch disappointing, but now getting fitter and a tongue-tied goes on today. 5, 9, 1, 6.
5, 9, 1, and 6, and it could be the best of the day or a nice tight way to come home anyway. How do we play the day? Where is the best value? Betts and Quaddy.
The best is in the last, race 9, number 5, High Emotion, and she'll be an anchor in the last leg of the Quaddy. Not a huge price, but somewhere in the $485. I think that's value about race 5, number 1, City Rogue. For the Quaddy, first leg, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 11. Second leg, 9 only. Third leg, numbers 1, 3, 4 and 5, and home with 5 only, anchoring High Emotion in the last leg. And taking a parlay, Formula 2 and 3, the win of the three horses I like most during the day, and one at a bit of value. Race 5, number 1 in High Emotion. Race 7, number 9 in Headless Lady. And race 9, number 5 in High Emotion.
Good on you, Warren. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Michael.